Shalom Aleichem for Parshas Ve'eschan, and we have seven Divrei Torah. And we are going to start with number one in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chafei. Moshe Rabbeinu once again requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ebra na me'ere es ha'aretz ha'tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let me pass over and go see the Eretz HaTova. So the question that the Ohel Torah asks is, it says, Ebra na, let me pass over into the land and see it. Obviously, if you're going to be in it, you are going to see it. So it can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu is simply saying, let me pass in and see it. There is something more that is going on here. So he responds as follows. This is the Ohel Torah. And he says, we have all to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a great bracha of to be able to see the good in things, to be able to see the positive in things. That is a tremendous bracha that we can ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not be negative, not be sour about things, but to see the positive in people and items and situations. And accordingly, we have Moshe Rabbeinu requesting, let me go in, but not just to see the land. Ve'ere es ha'aretz ha'tova, that I should be able to see the positive in good in the land of Eretz Yisrael, not just see the land, but see the good, as we say, Urei Betuv Yerushalayim. Just don't look at Yerushalayim. Look at the positive. Be positive. Look at the good. Be uplifting. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu was requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And obviously, that is something that we should indeed be requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, to give us the ability to look at the positive in everything that we encounter. Now we are moving forward to number two, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Gimel, fascinating smichus, fascinating back-to-back psukim that apparently have nothing to do with each other. It starts out in Mishnah, in Pasuk Beis, that says, Lo sosifu ala davar asher anochi mitzaveh etchem. This is the beginning of a lengthy discussion of the mitzvahs, of the chukim and the mishpatim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the famous concept and prohibition, don't add on to the Torah, don't take away from the Torah. For example, if we have four parshiyos in the Tefillin, Shalyan, and the Shalras, don't put five. We have arba minim. Don't put a fifth. We have four, not five. Don't be adding on to the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are perfect. It's not for us to add or take in the way. Obviously, there are certain requirements and guidelines as what's considered adding and taking away. And then in the very next pasuk, it says, Einechem haro'os es asher aser Hashem b'Baal Peor, as you saw yourselves what a Kodesh Baruch Hu did with Baal Peor. Baal Peor is an avodah zorah. He called ha'ish asher halach acharei Baal Peor. Any Jew, anyone who went and worshipped that Baal Peor, hishmido Hashem alokecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed that person. So the Alshach has a beautiful approach in explaining why does the pasuk of Baal Tosi, Baal Sigra, don't add on, don't take away from the mitzvahs. And right afterward, it's talking about Baal Peor. So he explains as follows, that there are people, they don't want to violate the halacha. They don't want to just say, I'm not going to do this mitzvah. But rather, what they try to do, and on purpose or not on purpose, is they engage in intellectual finagling. They rationalize things to the extent that I'm not violating this mitzvah. This mitzvah is simply not applicable to me right now. I'm not violating an isser. This isser is not applicable in the situation that I am in. And the Torah tells us, don't add on, don't take away, don't use your own seichel, your personal individual seichel, to try to override the brilliance of the Torah. It's not for us to try to overanalyze it and try to say it applies or it doesn't apply. And the Torah continues, don't add on, don't take it away. What's going on? Here we have an example in the next pasuk, Ki einechem ha-ra'os es asher asa Hashem b'Baal Peor, as you saw what a Kodesh Baruch Hu did with Baal Peor. What was Baal Peor? Baal Peor is a type of avodah zorah. It has a very unique way of worship that you would defecate on it. You would go to the bathroom on the Baal Peor. That was the way of doing the avodah zorah, is defecating on it. And there were Jews that came and said, we want to disgrace the Baal Peor. What are we going to do? We're going to defecate on it. The way to worship it is to defecate it, but they viewed it as this is a disgrace to it, so we're going to defecate on it. And the Torah tells us that is avodah zorah. The Torah is telling us that if you worship it in the way that it's normally worshipped, that is avodah zorah, and it's not for us to analyze and to use our intellectual rationalization to say, I'm really not worshiping avodah zorah here. I am showing a disgrace to the avodah zorah because I'm going to the bathroom on it. And says the Alshech, when it comes to the mitzvah Satorah, Don't try to make any changes, even the smallest of changes, based on your own intellect and rationalizations, because the seichel of the Torah is on a very high and oftentimes unachievable level to the human intellect. So if you think that you're going to try to analyze when something applies and doesn't apply based on human intellect and intellectual finagling, that's not going to work when it comes to the Torah. And accordingly, that's why we have these psukim back to back. As you saw by Balap Or, those people who analyze that they're really not worshiping Avodah Zarah, but we're disgracing it, but the Torah tells us that is the worship of Avodah Zarah and you can't do it, and you try to analyze it that it wasn't applicable, but it is applicable. And the Torah says right before that, lo tosifu, lo sigru, don't add on to the Torah. Don't take away from the Torah. The Torah has the rules of analysis, and the Poskim and the Gedolei Ador have the ways to analyze the Torah in the proper way. We have the Midos, Rabbi Shmuel tells us the right Midos to analyze the Torah, and it's not for us to try to finagle ways to say it applies that it doesn't apply, because what happened to those who worshipped Baal Peor? HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed them, because they really misanalyzed what was appropriate and what was inappropriate. Now we're going on to number three. We are in Perek Dalid, Pasuk Dalid, the Pasuk, a famous Pasuk, Vatem Hadveikim Bashem Elokechem, you are the ones that are sticking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Literally, Dveikim is Devik, is glue. You are closely associated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Accordingly, Chayim Kulchem Ayom, you have tremendous life in you today. So the Degel Machan Ephraim says, interestingly, in the name of Sroim HaKadoshim, that's Divrei Kabbalah, that there are 248 words in the Kriyat Shema. And by saying the Kriyat Shema properly and with Kavana, that gives a person Koach Chaim. It invigorates him. It gives him life in his 248 limbs. We have 248 limbs. And each of the, when we say the Kriyat Shema, the 248 words of the Kriyat Shema, it invigorates us. It gives us life in each of our, throughout our body, our 248 Evarim. The problem with this is that when you count up the words in the Kriya Shema, it doesn't have 248. It has 247. It's missing one. So that doesn't work. But truth be told, that when we add the word Emes at the end of it, Hashem Elokeichem, Emes, that makes up the missing number, and it gets us from 247 to 248, and everything works beautifully, that we have 248 words in the Kriyat Shema, and it gives us and imbues in our lives and our bodies the 248 Evarim with a Koach HaChaim. And in fact, we have a remez, a hint to this in our very pasuk that says, Avatem Hadvekim Bashem Elokeichem, the last two words of the Kriyat Shema, Hashem Elokeichem. Those are the last two words. And those of you, Atem, what's the word Atem? Atem, if we move around the letters, that is the word MS. Atem, to those of you, the word MS, those of you who MS, who you stick, the Dveikim is you glue. Vatem, when you glue together the Atem, which is the word, the same word as MS, together with Hashem Elokeichem, that is what gives you Chayim Kolchem Ayom. So once again, let's go through the pasuk. We have a remez here in this pasuk to teach us that we have to add the word MS at the end of the Kriya Shema to the last two words in the Kriya Shema, Hashem Elokeichem. And those of you who add on, those who hadveikim, those of you who attach to append the MS, which is Atem, the same word of Atem is a MS, to Hashem Elokeichem, when you add Emes Hashem Elokeichem through the Dveikim, by the glue, when you append it together, that is Chayim Kulchem Ayom, that is what gives you Chayim, gives you life, invigoration, Koach HaChayim, to your 248 Evarim. Beautiful remez in this pasuk. Now we are moving on to number four, another famous pasuk. In fact, we are now in Perek Dalid, Pasuk Tesvav, V'nishmarta me'ol l'nafshol seichem. This is the pasuk. Literally, you should guard your nefesh, your soul. You have to guard our souls. So the Or Tzadikim asked the following question. If that's so, why doesn't it just say simply, Ushmartem es nafsho seichem, guard your nefesh? Why does it say, V'nishmartem od led nafsho seichem? You have to guard carefully for your nefesh. What's going on here? So he answers as follows, that this is actually a remez, not only taking care of our souls, protecting our souls, the kedusha of our souls, but also our bodies. We have to take care of our health. And the concept here is that if we don't protect our physical health, that will obviously negatively impact our soul, because we can't function well on a religious, on a spiritual, and an emotional level if our bodies aren't healthy. So it says as follows, v'nishmartem me'od. This is an azhara, a warning, that you have to be careful to take care of your bodies, your health, your physical health, in order for you, lema'an, in order for you to protect, l'nafshol seichem, in order for you to protect your souls. Because the only way we can function properly on the soul level, on the spiritual level, on the emotional level, is we have our physical health as well. So the Shmartem Me'od, protect your bodies. Make sure to protect your physical health, because that is what protects the Nafsho Seichem, that is what protects your souls as well. We are now moving forward to number 5. This is Moshe Rabbeinu relaying the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Aseres HaDibros. So Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting that when you heard the Aseres HaDibros, that you were scared. You didn't want to hear it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You recoiled from that. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu started, and you said, stop, it's too much for us. And accordingly, I acted as the intermediary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu relayed to me the Aseres HaDibros, and I passed it on to you. That's the Pashas of this Pasuk. Anochi omed ben Hashem ubeinechem. I was standing between you, between Hashem and between you. Now the Rebbe from Kubrin says an amazing thing. It's a drasha. It's not the pashtus of the pasuk, but an amazing thing that he says, that in order for us to really worship properly, to be an Oved Hashem, to have a good connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to put away our selfishness. We can't put ourselves first, our needs first, our desires, what we want, but it has to be focused on what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from us. And if we put ourselves in between, if we prioritize ourselves and our selfishness before having that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, before a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if we don't prioritize Hashem, but we prioritize ourselves, then we have a barrier. Then we are standing in the way of a proper relationship with our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Rebbe from Kubrin says as follows. Anochi represents ani, me. If I put my selfishness, my needs first, that anochiut, that selfishness stands between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and us. It puts up a mechitza between me and Hashem if my priority is me and not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So anochi, Moshe Rabbeinu is warning Klal Yisrael, anochi, if you put yourselves before Hashem, that is going to stand as a mischitza bein Hashem ubein Echem, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and between you. We are now fast forwarding number 6. We are in Perek Hey, Pasuk Chav Zayin. After the Aseres HaDibros, after the giving of Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, actually Hashem says to Moshe to say to Klal Yisrael, Lech emor lahem, go say to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, relay this to Klal Yisrael, shuv alechem lo alechem, go back to your tents. So the Kutzker Rebbe says beautifully, he says that the message here is that when you're at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael, I see your Yireim, your God-fearing Jews, your Devekim to Hashem, you want that association and a close relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but now that it's over, Matan Torah is over, Lech emor lahem, now tell them, go back to their tents, go back to their homes, go back to their normal lives, and we'll see if they still want to maintain that relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very easy to have that relationship when you're in Har Sinai, but when you go back to your normal lives, let's see if they can maintain that. And that's the same thing for anyone heads off to yeshiva, and they learn for a year, or 2 years, or 3 years, or more. It's easy. It's easy to have that veikus, to have that yira, to have that commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in learning. But the test, based on this Kutzker Rebbe, is when you go home, when you go back to your ohel, when you go to your house, or we can also apply it to even somebody who's out there working and you go to shul in the morning, and that's easy to be frum in the shul and during your chavrusa. But when you leave that, And when you go home and you go to work, are you still the same person, or are you unfortunately a different person at that point? And that's the test. That's the test, as the Kotzker Rebbe, Lechem Orlam Shuva Lechem Lo'echem, go back. Go back to your tents, and if you can maintain that level of Kedusha, let's maintain the same person we are throughout the day, regardless of the location and our interactions. Now we are moving on to our final Dvar Torah, number 7 from the Kriyat Shema, another famous Pasuk, V'yu HaDvarim Ha'ela, Al Levavecha, etc., V'shinantam Levanecha. We're now in Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Zayin. And the Al-Sheikh says very beautifully that if you want to teach somebody something when it comes to Torah, if you want to inspire somebody, you have to first internalize it yourself. You have to first internalize, you have to be that person. You have to show through your actions, even more important than teaching somebody. There's a famous story about the professor of ethics in whatever university it was. And the professor of ethics was known to be highly unethical. He had a lot of ethical violations in his interactions with others, how he acted, what he did. And somebody approached him and says, "Yeah, you're an ethics professor. How can you have all these problems with your ethics? You're the most unethical person that we see around, and you're teaching ethics." And his response was, "I can teach ethics. There's no problem teaching something and not doing the same. There's no connection between the two." And he brought a proof that the geometry teacher, who teaches all about shapes of the triangle and the degrees and triangle, this and that, and the square. And he says, so is the geometry teacher a square or a circle? Of course not. So just like he is not a shape, I don't have to be ethical. So our pasuk teaches us otherwise. It says, if you want to teach somebody something, you have to internalize it. You have to personify it. Chazal tell us, Dvarim hayotzim min alev nichnasim min alev. Something that comes from your heart, you want to teach it, you want to tell somebody, that will enter that person's heart. That's what it's saying. Vayodrim eleh alev avecha. If you want something to teach, v'shinantam levnecha, if you want to teach your children something, it has to be first coming from your heart. It has to be something that you've internalized. It's not something that's just superficial and external to you that you're trying to teach it. Once you've internalized it, if these things are in your heart, if they're part of you, it's deep within your persona, then it's possible to vishinantam levanecha, to teach it and inspire your children. It doesn't simply say to teach limadatim levanecha, to teach information. We're not teaching information. We're teaching a lot more than that. It says vishinantam, to have it enter their souls, to inspire them. And that can only come from whence, vayu adreim ha'ela alevavecha. If something is internal to us and personal, personified, internal, intrinsic to us, then we will be able to teach it, Emirza Hashem, successfully, Shinan Tolevanacha, to teach it on to our children. Thanks so much for listening.